Good morning. You're on 2NRS with Ella and Kyle for Brekkie. And as the number one pop-up iHeartRadio station from the start of June, we love being number one.
We do.
Let's just say that. You know who else is number one? It's Wollongong's Young Small Business of the Year, Happy Body Collective. They're a Wollongong fitness class that's all about the noble and beautiful art of hula hooping.
Hula hooping, yes. And their main vision is to spread joy through hula hooping and encourage people of all abilities to try something new and grow their confidence through fun-based movement. So guess what, guys? We have Bianca and Lauren on the phone with us right now. Let's start off by saying a huge congrats, girls. So what does this award mean to you, the winners of Wollongong's Young Small Business of the Year?
Thank you so much for that introduction. That was so awesome. the award was really such an honor to receive because we're part of such a beautiful community here in Wollongong,
yeah.
And there are actually lots of cool young people doing lots of cool things, and it was just felt really nice to be one of them. And it's nice to know we're making some sort of difference to someone in the community.
Yeah, great. So with the Happy Body Collective, so just give us like a little bit of a rundown and what inspired you to start it.
Sure. So when we moved to Wollongong, we joined a hula hoop class that was back in 2020, I think. And it sort of went through lockdown and we made friends through that hula hoop class that was at Circus Wow. And we fell in love with it, and then we sort of realized it was actually quite an accessible activity, and we noticed like people of all ages and abilities could do something with the hula hoop, even if it's not hula hooping around your waist. We just thought it would be a cool, like, unique way for people to exercise and make friends, and we started our own classes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We have some hula hoops in the studio, and earlier before I was trying to put the hula hoop around my neck and around my arms. I just looked like so silly. So I'm sure there's a lot of practice and craft that actually goes into hula hooping. So if you had to pick one top tip for someone who wants to start, what would it be?
I think my top tip would be embracing the silliness, because that's what I always say. It's so silly. Like, you can't hula hoop without smiling and laughing, and that's what we love about it. We're really encouraging adults to play and feel silly and laugh, and then, you know, you're having so much fun that you keep coming back to it, and, so you keep practicing. So, yeah, I'd just say embracing the joy and the silliness of hula hooping, because... don't be embarrassed, because it is such a silly thing to do, but that's what makes it so beautiful.
I'm kind of curious if there are like different skill levels. Like, is it like karate where you start off with like a white hula hoop, then you build up to a purple?
Oh, that would be cool.
Or are there like different tricks, like super advanced tricks that you can learn?
Totally.
The best trick you know?
My best trick is balancing a hula hoop on top of my head.
Stop it.
I can do that for quite a while now. And then Lauren likes to have multiple hoops on her body.
Oh, wow.
So she can do five, or sometimes seven if she has. So she'll have like some in her hands,
seven
one in her
hooper.
Chest, one in her tummy, one in her legs. So that, like, I think people's view of hula hooping, you know, people don't know what you can do with hula hooping. It's not just putting it on your tummy and like going round and round. There's so many different tricks you can do.
Do you know what the world record is for like the most amount of hula hoops you can have on you at one time?
I think it's 200.
200.
Yeah, someone who is Australian, actually,
okay.
Narrower.
And
no
you're,
way.
You're on seven right now, Lauren, so, you know, only a couple more to go.
No, it's a long way to go.
So if me and Kyle were in a hooping competition, who do you think would win? Are females, like, better than hooping because we've got the hips, we've got the movement? Are we more coordinated?
I think I would say Yes, I think it's less about the hips. I think just honestly on watching men and women hula hoop, men often go for a weird thrust. and women just sometimes know how to move their bodies a little bit more coordinated. Okay. But I don't want to put any pressure on you, Kyle.
So oh, thank you.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll be interested to see the result.
Yeah, well, that'll be on Instagram soon.
So I might be at a little bit of a disadvantage. Is there equipment you can have, like a top-notch, top-of-the-line hula hoop that makes you better?
There definitely are. Like, if you just pick up a kid's hoop from Kmart, it's just going to be, like, it's just putting you at a bit of a disadvantage because as an adult, like, you do kind of need something bigger and heavier and made for an adult.
Yeah.
So, like, you can still use it, but it might fall down quicker. And so feel free to blame the equipment if you want to.
Because
a lot of people make handmade hula hoops and, you know, they can be, like, $60 each. For, like, a proper handmade hula hoop that you use when you're performing. And we have a bunch of those for our beginners in our classes
because they are just
easier to learn because the bigger and heavier the hula hoop, it kind of has its own momentum, but you have to do a little bit less work.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people who come to our classes have said, oh, I've never been able to do this, and then we give them one of our big adult hula hoops and they can do it straight away and they're really pleased with themselves, but it's just the equipment.
Yeah.
So it's the one time you can blame the tool.
Well, speaking of your classes, how can people find you and how can they book a class?
Yeah, so they can find us at happybodycollective.com.au or Happy Body Collective on Facebook or Instagram. And we have tickets online that people can buy, but also it's totally fine to just show up to the class. They're at Wollongong Senior Citizen Centre.
Cool.
And it's totally fine to just show up and pay when you're there as well. They're every Friday night at 6 p.m. and we've got a really nice little group at the moment of people that are coming every week.
Sweet. Lauren Bianca, thank you so much. Everyone check it out, Happy Body Collective. We're going to do our hula hoop endurance competition. We're going to send you to a video. give us a rating, give us some tips and pointers. Thank you so much.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us on. It was really nice to chat to you.
Thank you. Bye.